Hello and welcome back. It's been quite a week in AI. Anthropic in particular has been busy, which is probably the understatement of the month. Let's start there because it's genuinely the story of the week. In the space of a few days, Anthropic shipped Computer Use, Dispatch, Channels, a 1 million token context window for Opus 4.6 and Sonnet 4.6, and Auto Mode. That's not a product update. That's closer to a platform declaration. Computer Use is the one getting the most attention and probably deserves it. The idea is straightforward. Claude can now control your mouse, keyboard, and desktop applications natively, including legacy software with no API, no integration, nothing. You pointed at an old ERP system, a SAP instance, a piece of software that was last updated when Obama was president, and Claude just clicks through it. Kyle Balmer, Nate Jones, Simone Rizzo, and the French channel Le Samour AI all covered this in depth, and they all landed in roughly the same place. This matters not because it's technically elegant, but because it unlocks an enormous class of office work that was previously untouchable by automation. The Fireship channel made an interesting point about the design philosophy here. Claude takes what they called a permission-first approach. It asks before accessing new apps or folders, it scans for prompt injection, it blocks crypto apps and sensitive data. Compare that to OpenClaw, the open-source agent that's been doing something similar since December, which essentially gives the model shell access and trusts you to sort out the consequences. Le Samour AI's deep dive, though, flagged the structural tension that nobody else quite said out loud. Claude is sending continuous screenshots to Anthropic's servers in order to steer the mouse. You get control over the action. You don't get control over the data. That's a meaningful distinction, and it's the kind of thing that will matter a lot once this moves from power users to enterprise deployment. Dispatch is the other piece of this that I think is underrated. The concept is simple. You scan a QR code, and you can now send instructions to a running Claude code session from your phone. Nate Jones framed this well. It's not remote control in the traditional sense. It's an orchestration layer. You're not watching Claude work. You're delegating to it and walking away. His point about the psychological shift required is actually the interesting part. The real skill for 2026, he argues, is learning to trust the system when you're not watching. That's harder than it sounds for most people. Channels rounds this out. iMessage, Telegram, Discord, Slack can all now pipe directly into a live Claude code session. Nate Herc demonstrated the iMessage integration, and it's genuinely seamless. The limitation, as he noted, is that the session runs locally, so if you close your laptop, the channel goes dark. The obvious fix is running Claude code on a dedicated machine, a Mac Mini on your home network, say, which is more or less what the OpenClaw crowd has been doing for months. Which brings us to the architectural argument that several people this week made independently. Kyle Balmer laid it out most clearly. MCP, then custom skills, then the desktop app, then Claude Code, then Cowork, then Dispatch, then Computer Use. Each piece reinforces the others. It's a chain. And every new link makes the previous ones more valuable. Contrast that with OpenAI's week, which consisted of a search bar update in ChatGPT and $100 in Codex credits for students. Balmer did the business math too. Anthropic, with 30 to 40 million users, is generating similar or better revenue than OpenAI, with 900 million, at meaningfully better margins, because the revenue is coming from API and enterprise, rather than consumer subscriptions. That's not a small difference in strategy. That's a different company. Theo over at t3.gg did the subsidy math from the other direction. Anthropic is currently offering roughly $5,000 of compute for $200 a month through Claude Code. That's a 25-to-1 subsidy, and it's obviously designed to lock in developers and make competing products economically unviable. Theo's point, and Tim Karambat made the same argument from a different angle, is that this ends when the VC financing phase ends. The developers building workflows on top of this ecosystem are accumulating a dependency that will be expensive to unwind when prices normalize. Worth keeping in mind. On the model side, the big benchmark moment this week was Arc AGI3. The headline number is striking. Humans score 100%, current models score under 0.5%. AI explained and Everlast. AI both covered why this is harder to game than its predecessors. RCAGI 1 and 2 got saturated because models could essentially pattern match their way through them using chain of thought reasoning on training data that was too similar to the test sets. RCAGI 3 prevents this through different data distributions between the public and private test sets, and it scores inefficiency quadratically. So brute-forcing your way through with excessive compute gets penalized. The puzzles are abstract, interactive, and have no linguistic or cultural hints. The model has to infer the goal itself. It's a genuinely different kind of test, and the results suggest we're still quite far from the kind of flexible generalization that would be needed to pass it. The leaked Claude mythos, Alcem, also apparently called Capybara in a smaller variant, appeared in what looks like an accidental CMS entry. Anthropic's own framing is notable. They're describing it as a cybersecurity significant capability jump, significant enough that they're doing a restricted rollout with security partners before any public release. The iGrid noted that Anthropic has already documented cases of state